SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
On the 4th of April, NATO celebrates 75 years since its formation. U.S. President at the time, Harry Truman, and representatives from 11 other countries signed the agreement in 1949, officially forming the alliance.
This treaty is a simple document. The nations which sign it agree to abide by the peaceful principles of the United Nations, to maintain friendly relations and economic cooperation with one another, to consult together whenever the territory or independence of any of them is threatened, and to come to the aid of any one of them who may be attacked. If there is anything certain today, if there is anything inevitable in the future, it is the will of the people of the world for freedom and for peace.
NATO was founded to promote collective defense and security among its member countries, primarily in response to the emerging Cold War. Today, largely due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO has accepted two more members, most recently welcoming Finland, and last month, Sweden, to the alliance. This is Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson.
It feels very good today, I have to say. It is a major step, but it's a very natural step. It's a kind of, we actually, in a literal sense, made Sweden safer and more secure. And I'm proud to be the Prime Minister that had the job and the duty to fulfill that.
The accession of Sweden, which has not been at war since 1814, and Finland, is the most significant expansion of the alliance since it took in members from Eastern Europe after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Sweden and Finland's accession is seen by many as a blow for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has sought to prevent any further strengthening of the alliance. U.S. President Joe Biden says he warned President Putin that invading Ukraine would only strengthen NATO.
Putin thought he could break us apart when this all started. He believed he could break us apart, in my view, weaken our resolve. Instead, he's getting exactly what he did not want. He wanted the Finlandization of NATO, but he's getting the NATOization of Finland along with Sweden. Before the war started, I told Putin that if he invaded Ukraine, NATO would not only get stronger, but would get more united. And he would see democracies in the world stand up and oppose his aggression and defend the rules-based order. And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
Just last week, President Putin warned Ukraine's Western allies that if the West supplies F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, then they will be shot down by Russian forces.
If they deliver F-16s and they are talking about it and apparently training pilots for them, I think you understand it like no one else, better than anyone. It won't change the situation on the battlefields. We will destroy the warplanes just as we destroy their tanks, armored vehicles and other equipment, including multiple rocket launchers. Of course, if they are used from air bases of third countries, they will become a legitimate target for us wherever they are. F-16s are capable of carrying nuclear weapons, and we'll also need to take that into account while organizing our combat operations.
Admiral Rob Bauer is chair of NATO's military committee.
There is no indications that Russia is going to attack any nation of the alliance. So I don't think there is an immediate threat. That's not the issue here. The issue is that Russia has larger ambitions than Ukraine. We know that. And therefore, the alliance as a whole needs to be readier because we agreed to see Russia as a threat, like the terrorist organizations. And basically, then we changed our military plans, refocusing on collective defense. And that is what we have done. And the plans have been agreed in Vilnius. And now all the work that we do is to make sure that we can deter and defend against those two threats.
According to analysts, NATO has other challenges, including the transformation of NATO forces to refocus on defending against any Russian attack after decades in which NATO concentrated on missions beyond its borders, such as in Afghanistan and the Balkans. NATO will also have to manage differences over how involved it should become in Asia, with the United States pushing for a greater role in countering China, while others, such as France, insist NATO must maintain focus on the North Atlantic area. Robert Benson is senior policy analyst for national security and international policy at the Center for American Progress. He says NATO's 75-year existence has been a tool for peace.
The history of Europe has been one of, perpetual conflict. Up until the realization of NATO 75 years ago in 1949, which has maintained a really durable peace within the Euro-Atlantic zone. So that, to me, I think more so than anything else, is the historic nature of the accomplishment.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.